These topics that I'm just glossing over are very deep legal topics. Concept of good faith registration, good faith use, legitimate rights. You can study them on the internet through Google. But I'm going to try and summarize legitimate use by saying that if the individual who has the domain that you're trying to take is using the domain in a way that is similar, or in a field of commerce that is similar to the field of commerce that you are in as a trademark holder, they probably do not have legitimate rights in the domain. Now, if you are a restaurant called ABCDEFG Inc., and you're trying to go after a registrant of a domain who's running a trucking company, his field of commerce that he is in, or she, is probably not sufficiently related to yours, such that you'll win the UDRP case. But if it's similar, and you can satisfy the standards of the UDRP, you will. Additionally, if the registrant of the domain is cyber squatting on the domain, if they are making passive use of that domain, if they're doing nothing with it, they do not have and are not making legitimate use of the domain under most analyses of the UDRP. Now, it's assumed, generally, that the registration date of the domain is the creation date, the date the domain was created. For the purposes of the UDRP, this is true. However, there is another way that you can try and take a domain name from another. It involves filing an ACPA lawsuit in U.S. District Court. The ACPA, as I mentioned earlier, is the Anti-Cyber Squatting Consumer Protection Act. And you may, depending on which circuit you are in, the United States is divided up into many federal circuits, be able to establish that the registration date of the domain is actually the date that the domain was last renewed in federal court. Perhaps it is the date the domain last changed owners or registrars. In my opinion, you have more flexibility under the ACPA to try and take a domain which presents problematic factual circumstances under the UDRP. Additionally, under the ACPA, you can go after, as you can in the UDRP, a registrant no matter where in the world they're located. You do not have to have in personam jurisdiction, meaning you really don't have to have jurisdiction over the registrant of the domain to file an ACPA action. If the registrant's in another country, if they've never stepped foot or had any contact with the United States, you can still go after them, but you probably will have to do it in Virginia, because VeriSign, which controls all the domain names in the world, at least all the GTLDs, .com.net.info, is in Virginia. And the domains are thought to be physically located there. The standards to win under an ACPA lawsuit are very similar to those under the UDRP. But federal lawsuits take much longer. As I mentioned before, you can win the UDRP case and have the domain back in less than 2 months. An ACPA case could take 2 to 4 years. However, you often win ACPA cases by default. If the registrant does not respond, the registrant defendant, you will win. If they're in another country, there's a pretty good chance that they won't respond. Under the UDRP, you will not necessarily win if they don't respond. I have seen cases where someone, an individual, files a UDRP case, initiates a UDRP proceeding, and loses despite the fact the registrant never responded because there is some blatant problem with their case. Primarily, most often, the domain was registered well before the complainant or the individual filing the UDRP complaint accrued trademark rights. Now, if you want an attorney to represent you and trying to seize a domain or to defend you in an attempt by another to take yours, any attorney can do so. They do not have to be licensed in Minnesota or in Europe, where the intellectual or the World Intellectual Property Organization and the National Arbitration Forum are located. My office can assist you. My number I can be reached at is 801-347-5173. In another video, we are going to discuss deeper concepts related to the UDRP and the ACPA, including demonstrable preparations to use a domain and how it may be a defense to a UDRP action, and fair use considerations, times when you can make use of a trademark of another. For instance, it may be appropriate to use their trademark to resell their used products. There are other situations as well. Some domain names and some expressions cannot be trademarked. It's commonly believed that expressions that are geographic in nature, that contain a geographic identifier, cannot be trademarked. This is not as true as people say, but the idea is that something generic or descriptive like Virginia cars is not an expression that can be trademarked. It incorporates a geographic identifier. Cars is generic. And we'll get into some of those types of considerations in another video. If you have questions, feel free to give my office a call. Happy to speak to you anytime.